Long Beach. And on behalf of the music department, I would like to welcome you to this celebration of music. This is a night that we present to you, and we present to the Long Beach community some of our best and brightest students. It's also a night that we celebrate the talent of our own faculty. We have a special treat tonight also. We recognize two distinguished alums, two men who have gone out from this university to national and international music acclaim. And to present the first award, I'd like to introduce our dynamic dean of the College of Art, Dean Wade Hopgood. Dean Hopgood.
It's my honor tonight to present to you the distinguished artist, John Patitucci. John is a jazz bassist. He has played a major part in the exciting, highly regarded jazz program as a student here, and as the president indicated, has gone on to quite a significant career in music. John Patitucci was born in East Flatbush section of Brooklyn, New York. He grew up listening to the Beatles, a Motown artist. He picked up a bass at age 11 and played in a garage band with his older brother, Thomas. The family moved to Northern California in 1972, and John continued playing rock with his brother, while also working with gospel groups and widening his understanding of jazz. It was in this period that Patitucci was introduced to the music of Miles Davis, Charlie Parker, John Coltrane, and was particularly inspired by the big, warm sound of Ron Carter's acoustic bass. He also pursued classical studies initially at San Francisco State University. In 1978, he moved to Southern California and got involved with the jazz scene there, here, and began playing and studying music at Long Beach State. Upon moving to Los Angeles in 1982, he began working with saxophonist Joe Farrell, then played with Floyd Purim, and he continued his career with many, many other artists, including Tom Scott, Stan Getz, Larry Carlton, Dave Cruz, and I could go on for hours. At the same time, he kept busy playing for television, soundtracks, and studio work. Patitucci met Chick Corea in early 1985. April that year, he joined Korea's electric and acoustic bands, and they subsequently recorded six albums together. Patitucci also recorded six solo albums, the most recent of which is Mysterio Fino. Features both his playing and original compositions inspired by authentic Brazilian music. It is a pleasure tonight for me to recognize award-winning bassist and composer John Patitucci. To introduce the Associate Dean of the College of the Arts, Richard Burkemeyer, who will introduce the next recipient. Richard?
Honored this evening as distinguished artist performer is H. Robert Reynolds, Director of Bands at the University of Michigan and former Director of Bands here at California State University, Long Beach, for 6 years. It was during his tenure here as Director of Bands that the band program first began to be recognized nationally as a program of high quality. Many former Long Beach students of Mr. Reynolds have distinguished themselves as professional musicians as well, and I'd like to name a few of them. Al McMurray is now Director of Bands at the University of Colorado. Gene Corporon is Director of Bands at North Texas State University. Doug Strong and Richard Carpenter, of course, are from the group The Carpenters. Burnett Dillon is the top classical freelance trumpet player here in Los Angeles, principal trumpet of the Pacific Symphony and the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra, among many others. Jeff Reynolds is the bass trombonist with the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Wes Jacobs is the tuba player in the Detroit Symphony. The list goes on and on. Leo Potts is a saxophonist right here at Long Beach State. And James Rotter, I saw, is in the audience also, the saxophonist with the Los Angeles Philharmonic, all students of H. Robert Reynolds here at Cal State Long Beach. Mr. Reynolds is currently on the faculty at the University of Michigan and has been chair of the conducting department and is presently director of the Instrumental Studies Division, which includes the departments of conducting, instrumental music education, strings, winds, and percussion. Mr. Reynolds is also conductor of the professional wind ensemble, the Detroit Chamber Winds, composed primarily of professional players from the Detroit Symphony. He holds degrees in music, music education, and performance from the University of Michigan, where he was a conducting student of Elizabeth Green. His teaching career began in Olmsted, Michigan, but he moved to Anaheim High School and then was named director of bands here at California State University of Long Beach before taking his duties at the University of Michigan in 1975. As a testament to his inspiration, somewhere around 100 of his former students joined him last night for a big party, and they celebrated his years here at Long Beach, and I understand they had a terrific time. And if I might be permitted a personal aside, Professor Reynolds played a profound role in my own personal musical career. As a young 18-year-old trumpet player at the University of Wisconsin, I was privileged to play under his baton for 4 years. His musicianship, leadership, and inspiration had the greatest influence on my career that any teacher has ever had. It is my pleasure tonight to recognize one of this country's most distinguished and highly regarded conductors and the Dean of American Bandmasters, H. Robert Reynolds, this year's outstanding faculty alumnus.